There's a next generation compiler project called Phoenix. And this is going to be what we base all of our future code generation on. And so in the future, for example, C# and VB and C++ will all be built on top of Phoenix, as well as the jitters and the pre-jits, all built on top of the same code base called Phoenix. And Phoenix actually was a joint project with Microsoft Research, the CLR, and the C++ team. And I think this is an example of the great synergy that we have between the product units and research. In that we had, the great researchers that publish, the fantastic papers that everybody says, if this stuff is so great, why isn't it in the product? Now we have those same minds working together with the product units who are able to crank through and, produce, arguably the best compiler on the product, working together to say, let's do this. Let's put together, this fabulous, theoretical knowledge we have with the practical knowledge and make, an incredible compiler infrastructure that the whole company can leverage. And
when is Phoenix going to be worked into the product?
So, it's going to be after WIDBI. They're looking at, probably a pre-JIT at some point after WIDBI, although the exact details of, when it's going to be released and what it's going to target haven't yet been decided. But I'm sure it'll be, rather big news when this is decided. So, it's very exciting. And the other cool thing about Phoenix, is that we're going to have it as an open framework and that it's going to have a pluggable API model so that, and this is one of the things, in fact, we're encouraging, is we want researchers and academics to also use Phoenix, for example, to teach, their graduate compiler courses and to also do their research on. So this is one of the things that's kind of eluded academia and research for a while, which is a very stable, solid compiler infrastructure. And the cool thing with Phoenix is it's going to be a production quality compiler. So occasionally in research and in academia, there will have these compiler infrastructures that come up. But you can't use these compiler research infrastructures to compile a million line application. For throughput issues, in terms of just code quality, in terms of just the number of bugs. But since this is going to be the same compiler that compiles SQL Server, it'll compile, Longhorn, it'll compile Microsoft Office, it's going to, of course, be production quality. So now when people do research, they'll be able to leverage a real compiler to do research with. And one of the other things that we're interested in doing is also having benchmarks available that are based on real-world applications rather than kind of small contrived benchmarks that we typically see as the judge of research work.